Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you. You know what, Chris? This is episode number 50.
Hey!
I don't think we even need to do that whole intro, do we?
You know what that means? That means that your mom and my mom have been listening for 49 episodes for us to even get to 50. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened, but wow, it's hard to believe. 50 episodes, and somebody in the production area said that that's a milestone.
It's a big deal for us. And I think we're almost, or at least this year, are to a half million listens. So we have people that are actually listening.
There are people
there.
Well, we hope we're adding value somewhere.
Yeah, we are very, very excited to be doing this. It was just birthed out of an idea. And I did the first one by myself, and it was horrible. And Perry called me up and said, hey, did you ever think about me helping you out with that? And so
since then,
we've had a lot of fun doing this and just bringing you some tidbits, hopefully in less than 20 minutes or so around leadership that'll kind of help your daily walk.
Well, instead of patting ourselves on the back, I thought we could actually provide some value by saying, what is the lesson in this around leadership? And we titled it, you know, persistence, consistency, and a few catchy titles have gotten us here. I'll tell you, it really is hard to believe 50 so far, but it goes to show you that it's true what we did in a couple podcasts ago. I call it Tuesday's Coming.
That's right.
What do you have to show for it? So the time is passing, but what are we making those small investments each week where we have, you know, over time, we got 50 in the archives and counting.
That's right. Yeah, instead of Tuesday's Coming, it's our podcasts are coming. Right. And man, Perry, you do such a great job of helping with the content, make it relevant to the corporate world and what people are doing, both as leaders personally and professionally. But I can't let it just slide by when I usually get to announce the titles, and he just completely took that from me. But here's why he did. I don't know if you were listening like I was. He basically was like, you know, podcast number 50, the lessons in persistence, consistency, and catchy titles. That's how you said it. He was so excited about that. But I'm so excited that just consistency, you know, over time compounds to the fact that we're at 50. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, is just some quick lessons around what we have learned in doing this. And I've heard John talk a lot about the fact that, hey, consistency compounds. Like, just get started. And what we don't talk about a lot is the consistency of leaders. It's funny, you and I both have the opportunity to be in corporate America, and sometimes when we're doing facilitation or we're doing keynotes or whatever, you know, we'll talk about, hey, give me some attributes about what it is that you remember about the greatest leader that you've ever worked with, worked for, served with, been a part of, whatever. And more am I hearing this word consistency, and I don't think it's talked about enough, the power of being consistent. It makes me think about, you know, those leaders where, I don't know who told me this story one time, but depending on the color of, we were somewhere, an organization said, oh, yeah. They said, now listen, his EA, depending on the mood that he or she was in that day, she would either have a blue coffee cup out or a green coffee cup, whatever it was.
Green and red.
Green and red.
Green and red, yeah.
Which meant, hey, you can come in and talk to them today. Basically, it's a good day if you want to get something done. But if it was red, they went to the office and just turned around and never addressed them again.
Yeah.
And when you have leaders like that and there's lack of consistency, I think it's a problem. So love that we're gonna dive into that and a couple of other things that we have learned in recording these podcasts.
Well, consistency is actually one of my favorite words in leadership, that people, we say this all the time here, that people are watching you all the time, and all the time people are watching you. And then we always follow with the question, so what are they watching for?
Yeah.
And usually it's your actions, your reactions, your behaviors, and they're looking to see, are you consistent or are you a wild hare? Are you somebody I can't trust? And
that's
what's
right.
The red, green coffee cup thing
that's
is
right.
How much engagement do you think that person's driving? How much influence do you think that person has? It's very sketchy. And I thought, I want to be that consistent, level-headed leader that people know they can try. Consistency builds trust. And the other thing you said just about compounding is so big. That's probably the central learning of my life. is when I finally turned my life around to say, what am I going to do to make a difference? It really was investing small things daily, consistently, mm-hmm. over time. And it does. It compounds that, like I said, Tuesdays are coming was our little metaphor for the time is passing. What are you going to have to show for it?
Yeah.
And so for us, we're kind of tying it to 50 episodes. But each week, we have to produce something to be able to keep up with the pace. And by doing the – and they're small. But it's
small.
But
yeah.
Over time, it compounds into something really big.
Yeah. And I'll add to this because – so my personality, my hardwiring – is an analyzer by trade, and part of the challenge with that is what we call paralysis by analysis. And so I want to make sure you understand we're not talking about consistently good
right.
over time, right? Because there are some lessons, some podcasts, some things we've done that we continue to do them consistently. They just weren't good, right? We're grateful for those that are still listening. But over time, if there's movement there and there's consistency, you're gonna see that begin to compound. And for us, it's just been the weekly commitment to kind of put something out there for you. So I know for me, right, growth comes from continuous effort and even some of the struggles we talked about, some of the ones that weren't really good, or even content where we're just like, we didn't feel it. Like, we're struggling. It wasn't easy. So for me, the preparation and what we've done to go into this and the fact that we know Tuesday's coming, there's been great growth in it for me around content.
Yeah, I know for me, the power also, because I'm writing a lot of the content, is that daily reflection and think time about what am I learning, what am I seeing. So I do a lot of speaking, coaching, teaching, leading my own teams. I'm thinking, my spidey sense is out there, and I'm taking everything in context of what can we share with our listeners. And John, one of his books I said I'd never read, but I did because I read all of his books,
yes.
And it's called Thinking for a Change.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm never reading a book on thinking. Give me a break. And then I read it. It was unbelievable what that just that little thought to say, am I actually spending any time thinking about something? John says, good thinking creates a foundation for good results. Hmm. And so by us doing this, having a broadcast every week, over time causes me to raise my level of attention and give me things to think about. And when I think about it, I go, wow, we should share that.
Absolutely.
We should do that.
Yeah, your antennas are up,
yeah.
Right? You're aware. Like, hey, what is it about that situation that I could
spidey
share?
Sense, but it was,
Yeah, that's right. That's
trying to be more culturally relevant.
That's right. That's right. So a learning for me, another one that I wrote down here is, I mentioned it just briefly a minute ago, is the growth that I find in just preparing.
Oh, yeah.
The thoughts that you challenge me with, that I begin to kind of think about, or if I read an article, to your point, that I'm kind of aware of what's going on. And I think anything that you teach or communicate, you learn more as the one that's preparing. And we were talking in a previous podcast, and then even with Jason Brooks just a few minutes ago, who handles a lot of John's content and writing for us. And we were talking about the fact that as you're preparing to grow leaders, as you're preparing to grow people and develop them, you have to get into a growth mindset. So any type of preparation you're doing, you are in a learning mode. So whether even if it's just around some of the reporting structure that you have in your organization, some data, some numbers, some whatever it is, the more time you prepare, the more you're going to learn.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's been true around some of this content that you've shared with us.
Well, somebody told me when I was younger, if you really want to learn something, teach it. And if you spend time preparing to teach something, you really get a grasp for that. So I totally agree with you. That in the preparation is where the growth is for me.
Yeah.
I've also been amazed by I write these lessons, but I know we founded the podcast on the basis of the five levels of leadership, and we that's our theme for most everything we do. But I don't actually sit down and look through and say, what lesson can I write that would apply to the five levels? I look at my life and the challenges that I'm hearing in our coaching with our clients, and what are people struggling with, and how can you and I bring that here to add value to our listeners? And I'm just stunned when we get in here and everything funnels back to the five levels.
Yeah,
I didn't mean for it to. It just does.
It just does. Yeah. And one of the things I share with organizations is that no matter the competency around leadership, and there are a ton of different leadership competencies that you're trying to develop, that you're trying to improve, some way they funnel back to one of the levels of the five levels of leadership. More than likely, it's probably going to be at levels 2, 3, or 4. There'll be some at 1. Not too many at 5. We talk about level 5. It's just you've led so well for so long over time that people look at you as kind of that pinnacle leader. There is some there, but not a ton. And so one of the things I love about it is that the framework is so simple, which is great for me, right? So I can understand it. And it creates a common language around leadership. And I challenge organizations all the time. If you have different departments that are struggling in different competency areas, think about what that message is when you start bringing in different content pieces with a different language, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what's the flavor of the month? Versus it all coming back to us, you and I just having a mindset of the five levels, and no matter what we talk about, we say, yeah, you know what? That is directly related to level 3 and improving, you know, my production as a leader. And so it is funny how it all kind of happened. And you don't do that. You come up with what's relevant, what you're hearing in the market, and what's going on when you travel. But it all funnels back to that. So I just challenge those that are listening, you know, what is that common language of leadership inside your organization? What is the framework that everybody refers everything back to so that you guys, from a speed execution standpoint, can close that gap with the language? And so, yeah, I love that. I never thought you'd bring that up. Just kidding, because you know how passionate I am about the five levels of leadership. I think here's the other thing. We didn't really have any expectations on this thing.
Well, I might have.
Well, other than the fact you're like, I got to go help Chris, right? Because that was horrible. Okay. And so, but I love the dialogue that it's created between the two of us. But we did. We just said, hey, let's get together and start talking about leadership. And what does this look like? And let's add value to the leaders that are out there. Let's give them some nuggets. Let's give them some application. And so what's really great about this is John calls this the disappointment gap, right, which is the difference between reality and expectation. And so since we didn't really have any expectation, even though we're still not that good, the reality is we're not that good. We didn't have any expectations to be great.
Right.
And so our disappointment gap, there's no disappointment in what we get to do. We love doing this. We love recording our thoughts and our contact around that. And so that is obviously another lesson for me there, is that we just started out and we just created a movement. We didn't have any expectations. We just wanted to add value, talk about leadership. And so the disappointment gap was minimal for us.
Well, I think to set the record straight, the way this went down was, and it's a compliment to you because you unbeknownst to us, you went in the studio and you did lesson one. You can go back to podcast number one on this series. It's about the five levels. And Chris does a fantastic job of laying it out, the entire model, so you can see it. But in his humility, he reached out. I didn't know what he was doing, and he reached out. He said, hey, I know you do this a lot. Could you review this and give me an assessment of that? That's another great leadership aspect of saying, I think I'm pretty good. I got this, but what's the next level? How can I raise my game? What do you think? So you ask for other people to evaluate your work, and it was good. I only asked one question. I said, were you reading that? And you said, could you tell? I said, just a here and there. And I said, would you take a suggestion? And that's why I'm asking. Could you give me a suggestion? And that's how it started.
And you said, I am the answer.
Yeah, I didn't actually say that. It was more of a God voice.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. I appreciate that.
The humility of leadership that you had to say, hey, I'm willing to open this up to somebody. Tell me what you think. Can I make it better? Can you help me make it better?
Yeah.
Boom. And they were there. Another thing I've been surprised about is, and this is another great leadership example, is that where I find content ideas, I mentioned it earlier, that I it comes from what I read or what I listen to or the coaching conversations I'm having or the challenges I'm facing myself personally. But this is called availability bias. And what I've noticed, you all know this is yourselves, when you say, I just did it recently, I told my wife, I sure like that car. I'm thinking about, should I get a new car? So I identify the car I'd like to have. And guess what I start noticing on the highway?
All of them.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
I never noticed one before. All of a sudden, everywhere I look, I tell, there's one. Because my mind is looking for them because that's what is available to me now.
Love that, yeah.
So as a leader, if you plant yourself with an idea that something you're trying to grow in, something you're trying to do, and you start focusing on that, you'll be surprised how much. And so I know, Chris, sometimes you think, are you going to come up with another bunch of topics for us?
Yeah.
Hey, I have no idea when I leave here after today. I've got to start again, but I know I will, because there's that much going on around me, and my eyes are open to it now.
That is such a great point about purchasing a car. or a certain color, whatever it is, and that availability bias. And I love that. And I think if you're open to that in growth as a leader, it will become evident. All right, now this next one that I have, this is hard for me to talk about, especially since we just admitted that you were the answer to me becoming better. Man, I've been so surprised, but it's been a lot of fun. We kind of joke about it in the beginning. In all of, not even some, just all of the titles. I mean, some are like, hey, here it is. This is three steps to this, whatever. But, man, the titles that you come up with are a lot of fun. And they're a lot of catchy. And let's be honest with, you know, whether you're doing a project or whether you're doing an event or whatever it is, that plays a big part in it. And even when we're searching for content for development for ourselves, you know, we're naturally drawn to the fact that there's a title that kind of resonates with what the topic is. And so I've been a little surprised by that, but I'm extremely grateful for it and have fun with it.
Well, they're obviously the key to our success. Now, let me tell you, the leadership lesson there is leaders, people, they listen to stories. They buy into your story. And so the question I ask is, what story am I telling? Am I just espousing numbers and facts and you know, some canned vision statement, or can I actually phrase it in a way that's a little catchy? Can I grab your attention? Can I get you to lean in and stop and be, you know, put all the noise away for just a moment and pay attention to what we're doing by making it a little fun and to get people's attention that way? I find that that's the way I read. I see stuff. I wonder what that means. And you know, on the internet, they call it clickbait. But I'm, you know, a little bit what we want here is to get people's attention and say, hey, you know, we did one, I don't know if they've listened to it yet, on hanging around the hoop. What does that even mean? But I said, you'll listen for a few minutes to me to figure it out, and then you'll decide if it's valuable or not. But I like the, from a leadership aspect, is kind of mixing up my message a bit.
Yeah, and I would encourage you as a leader, think about that. Think about that with meetings that you have with your team, and what are different topics and themes and put some time into it. And I do give him a hard time for it, but I do love some of the titles that he comes up with. Maybe the next 50 we'll have another great one in there. But so let me wrap up. As we kind of summarize just the key points, we wanted to just give you a quick lesson here, number 50 for us, some of the things that we've learned over recording all 50 of them and developing the content. Here's the first thing I've heard said that I wrote down as we kind of wrap up that I want you to just take away with you today. And I think we do two out of three of these really well. I'll let you guess which one we don't. Be brief, be brilliant, and be done.
And we're not very brief.
So I had somebody tell me one time when you're communicating, man, be brief, be brilliant, be done, right? And so we really try, you know, thanks to our team, try to keep it under 20 minutes, give you some tools, some nuggets, and then we'd be done and we're getting out of there. Here's the other thing. Man, just start. I talked about this, right? Movement creates momentum. Just start and be consistent with it. You're not going to be good, but just do it. John talks about this all the time. Right? People are like, I wish I could do what you do. John's like, do you want to do what I did? And you should have saw me back, you know, when I first started, because I was horrendous. But I consistently, over time, continued to write and continued to speak. And here's two thoughts that John just kind of has spoken into my life for almost 20 years. And two other things that he says that I kind of hang my hat on. Live on the other side of yes. I had someone said, hey, would you get in there and talk about the five levels on a podcast? Yes. Would you do this? Yes. I don't know what it's going to look like. I didn't know we were going to get to where, you know, Perry and I have done this now 50 episodes. But just think about living on the other side of yes. John talks about this even recently in his leadership content about living on the other side of yes. And then the other thing he talks about in this content that I pulled for you today is make plans, but look for options. Mm-hmm. We had plans to have a certain type of podcast, to be about the five levels, to every time, like, hey, let's talk about this. But we were open to other options. We were open to feedback. And so I think anytime as leaders, man, if you get so caught up in the plan that you're not willing to be flexible or have options, I think you're never going to see the best out of whatever situation that you're working on. John says, you know, the best is today, better is tomorrow. So we're always continuing to challenge ourselves. So just a couple of nuggets to kind of wrap up some of our thoughts. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'm grateful for all the great content that you do bring.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Us.
And I know that starting small and doing it daily is a key tenet of my life, and that it just helped me get things going. So I agree with you on that. A lot of people see your front stage act and think that they don't see the backstage,
That's
what's
right.
going on. So all your prep and that preparing and getting better. better, and is really a, do that. And a lot of people ask us, when are we going to produce a bloopers reel? And I told them it would be like this.
This is it. We don't have one. Like, you hear it.
Anyway, grateful for you listening. Would be grateful if you would share this podcast with your friends. Yeah. Don't hesitate to share the link. We'd be grateful for that. If you want more, of course, you can find us at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a question. You can find out more about the 5 levels of leadership. We'd be grateful for that. So that's all for today. And on for the next 50, this is the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.